Well, yeah, I mean, I'll do a little bit of a sharing for you guys. Sure, it's a great, it's going to be, 2024 is going to be a great new year. And it's going to be a year that I move, and I am moving closer to the beach, which I'm happy about. And I'm happy that I have God to ask about anything. You know, I can go to Him, and whatever I need, you know, He provides it, and He just gives it to me. Last month, I had abundantly shared, and I had a friend forgive me of a debt just like that. And also, there was a couple of things wrong with my car that just went away. That just they didn't. Now there's, you know, I had a couple of squeaks and some things that needed to get shored up a little bit, and not a problem. It's completely gone. So I don't have to go get it looked at. You know, it's the little stuff. But it's the big stuff too. I mean, God looks out for every little thing and big thing in our lives. And the more we go to Him, you know, the more I go to Him, the more I see that He really does take care of me, that He really is involved in, He does, He stops bad things from happening, coming to you. You know, and that really blesses me, because that just helps me feel like more like He loves me, and He's taking care of me. And it kind of cements the bond of the relationship. It makes the relationship sweeter and sweeter. And I've asked God recently, and been asking Him, you know, make my life more exciting. Give me more exciting stuff to do. You know, give me something to help me to be, and he has. He just he's, you know, if I turn on my TV, he's got me something good to watch. He's always blessing me with little things, and just he's just right there, it seems. So, and this coming year, I want laborers. I do. I want someone that even just one that's equal to a million. You know, I want somebody that's gonna take off with the sound doctrine and just really see great signs, miracles, and wonders. You know, there's lots of people that are born again. Lots of people have God's spirit, but I want somebody that wants the fresh bread. You know, that wants wants to just walk this simple path of the things that are laid out before us. And I think that'll be really exciting. And I'm seeing my life transform into what I want it to be from what it was before. You know, like I'm on a journey and I can see it. You know, I moved to Florida because I wanted to change, and I wanted to have a new life. And I don't want old, sad life. I want new life. I want God's blessings in every area of my life. And I want to help people too. I want to give them the tools that I've been given so that they can have a good life. You know, we don't want to just keep all this good stuff to ourselves. We want to tell other people about abundant sharing. You know, we want to tell our honoring God. You know, in the old way it was abundant sharing, but I want to tell, you know, teach people how to honor God so they can get blessed and they can see miraculous things happen and they can have stuff that you know just fixes itself, and you know, see signs and miracles and wonders like that, you know, and you know, physical things that just, you know, sicknesses or ailments that just go away and just heal themselves, you know, that aren't supposed to. You know, I had a shoulder out, I had a rotator cuff problem, and it just fixed itself. I mean, it doesn't even hurt, and I know it was bad before when I lived in Missouri. I know it was really bad. I even went to an orthopedist, and he couldn't do anything. But you know, just that honoring God, it just opens the door for God to come in and just bless your life. And who wouldn't want that, you know? And speaking by the Spirit, like every Thursday, we get on the Zoom meeting, and we can hear what God's doing in our brothers and sisters' lives, and it's really encouraging. You know, and it just—it's all about bringing things back to God. God is the center. God wants to be the center of our lives because he has a really big heart and he takes care of us and he wants to be acknowledged. Then that's fine. You know, who wouldn't want to be? But he wants to be first. And I think that's a really important key with us as believers, to put God first. You know, make him the center of your universe. You know, and sometimes we can be the center of our own universes, but we don't want that. We want God to be at the center. What would God have me do in this situation? What would God have me tell this person? You know, what if I open my mouth and I speak by the Spirit, I can be assured that the God is moving because that Spirit inside of me is ready to go. You know, I don't have to figure it out, you know, but I have to will to speak. I have to want to speak to people. You know, I have to want to leave my house to go meet people sometimes. And sometimes he brings them to me, you know. God, the point is, God's not limited. He's not limited by our situations. He's not limited by our circumstance. He's not limited by other people in our lives. He, you know, but we decide to put him first, okay? We have to make that conscious decision that, yes, God is going to be first no matter what. And, you know, come hell or high water, it's my Father first. And so that's a little bit briefly. That's about, I don't know, 7 minutes or so. But, you know, we can look at people's lives and look at other people that have decided to put God first in their finances and their areas of their life. And we just hear tremendous testimonies about God's ability to come through. But we can be really excited about that because he's a faithful God and he's a powerful God. And we are the center of his universe. We are we are his focus. Do you realize that God is extremely focused on you? He's extremely focused on me. He wants the very, very best for us. We can be encouraged by that because we have the most powerful entity, the most powerful person, deity, entity, whatever you want to call it. You know, he is real and he wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to have all of our needs met more exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. He wants to be first. You know, he wants to be right there and holding our hands and taking us through the challenges of this life, you know. And we're in good hands. We are in good hands with him. And we don't need any other. There's nothing that we could do of our own strength or our own might that would top anything that he could do. We just don't have the ability. As humans, we don't have it. But we can confess that God is our protector, our shield, our buckler, our friend, our constant help in the time of need. You know, the bringer of all good things. You know, that's what we want in our lives. If we've got any common sense at all, or any kind of logical thinking, we would want that. We would want God to be the center and to be involved and engaged in everything. So let's do that. Let's all of us for 2024, let's do it. Let's just make a commitment right now in our hearts that we are going to put God first no matter what. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter what what is going on around us in the world, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what goes on in the world. If God is at the center of our being, then we're okay. We're shielded. We're taken care of, and our life can sing. Our life can be a great blessing, you know, because of God's ability. So God bless you guys. That's what I wanted to share. I hope it blessed you, and have a great day.